While speaking on Fox News Sunday yesterday, West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin, a Democrat, stunned White House officials and Democrats on the Hill with an announcement regarding President Biden's Build Back Better spending bill.
If I can't go home and explain it to the people of West Virginia, I can't vote for it. And I cannot vote to continue with this piece of legislation. I just can't. I've tried everything humanly possible. I can't get there.
You're done. This is a no.
This is a no.
The bill would have augmented federal and state social safety nets, as well as shoring up funds for battling climate change, all paid for by corporate and wealth taxes. Manchin objects to the bill's high price tag and how the spending would impact the current state of inflation. Researchers from the W.P. Carey School of Business and ASU analyzed the bill and broke down its potential impact here in Arizona. So we're joined now by Dennis Hoffman, the report's lead researcher and professor of economics at ASU. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning, Lauren.
Thanks for joining us. So your research finds that the passage of this massive bill would add actually $11.6 billion a year to Arizona's GDP for 10 years and 99,000 jobs a year for a decade. Tell us about the growth projected here. Which sectors would see the biggest growth?
Well, those were the original numbers, and they translate to the $3.5 trillion package that was originally proposed. So we are at about half of that now. So you want to give some of those numbers a haircut.
Right.
But they would show up in people and programs primarily. So that means that this is a social infrastructure bill, not a physical infrastructure bill. So it's health care, child care, elder care, electric vehicle credits, energy tax credits, climate issues, where spending would help mitigate our asthma problems, some drought mitigation, fire mitigation issues. So there's a lot of spending in the state, and frankly, the earlier parts of this bill have this spending spread out over the next 10 years. I don't know what the current timeline is in the current version of the bill, but Arizona doesn't need this now, per se, because we are very strong, but in mid-decade and toward the end of the decade, this money would come in very handy to address some of these needs.
Let me ask you about one of the key concerns from someone like Joe Manchin, who pulled his support, as we said, over the weekend. I mean, in terms of inflation, in terms of sort of the price tag of the bill, are there implications there here on the ground in Arizona? Do you think those two things are linked?
Well, the challenge that we have is the federal government has spent a ton of money over the last 2 years to address the COVID pandemic concerns. But the spending in this particular bill was originally designed to be over 10 years. So I would separate the spending on Build Back Better from current issues that are a manifestation of arguably overspending in the last year or two to try to address the pandemic.
Dennis, we're squeezing you for just a short answer on this one, but inflation, obviously a very huge current concern now, and Senator Manchin mentioned that as well. When you talk about a few years down the road, what's the worst case scenario for inflation staying high?
I just don't think it's in the cards, Steve. Some economists would believe that we're going to be at 4%, 5%, and 6% over the next 2 years. I don't see that, but that would be negative for the equity markets it would put more people under duress and put more people under pressure. But frankly, I don't think it's going to happen.
All right. I'll end on a slightly positive note there. That is ASU's W.P. Carey School of Business's Dennis Hoffman joining us this morning. Dennis, thanks so much.
Thank you.